And welcome to the campus of the University of Chicago, where this afternoon we have women's soccer as the undefeated University of Chicago Maroons women's soccer team will be taking on the Kalamazoo College Hornets. Here in play, Eric Willowhite, along with Alex Reed, Eddie Parker on camera. Thanks for joining us here on the Maroon Sports Network. We have a beautiful afternoon this afternoon, Alex. Originally, the forecast was calling for thunderstorms most of the day, and I don't think that happened.
Well, I mean, it definitely did earlier. I was driving into to class this morning, and yeah, it was pretty bad weather, but it looked like the storm subsided kind of early, and yeah, it's a great day for soccer.
Well, I must have slept through it or something. I didn't have anything on the north side, but here we are. Getting ready for play, the Maroons are taking the field. They are in their home whites with maroon numerals. And then the Kalamazoo College Hornets will be taking the field soon. They are huddled up along their sideline. The Maroons will be going from left to right here in the first half, and the Hornets right to left. The beautiful soccer field on the Stagg Field complex here. Kalamazoo in black uniforms with looks like orange lettering, numerals with white trim around the numbers, and they are now getting set to take the field here for our match. Glad you can join us coming into this game. Kalamazoo 7-5 on the season, and the University of Chicago women's soccer team coming in 10-0. And now ranked number one, as they've had an impressive start to the season as we get ready to play, get the match started. All right, referees giving the signal. Whistle has blown, and the game is underway. Mia Calamari has the ball inside the Hornet zone. She's going to kick it over to the near side. That's going to be picked up by Olivero. Olivero has it, chipping it in towards the box. Foot race there, and a turnover as Kalamazoo had the ball, and now the Maroons looking for a shot and an early goal. Caroline Olivero right outside the box boots it over the head of goalkeeper Hannah Wolf, and we've got a 1-0 lead already for the Maroons.
That'll be her third goal of the year. That was an absolutely fantastic, right on the money shot. She was able to go to her right and get to her strong side, able to put the ball right on the numbers, and just beautiful, perfect shot there.
And that was all set up by that turnover there. The Hornets originally had the ball taken away from Calamari, I should say taken away from Olivero, but then they overstepped the ball, and Olivero was able to retrace her steps, gather up the ball, and fire that shot. Just as you said, over the outstretched reach of Hannah Wolf, the freshman goalkeeper for the Hornets. And we have a 1-0 lead for the Maroons. Ball chipped up to the center stripe, bringing it forward now is Jenna McKinney, leading goal scorer for the Maroons, over to Olivero, our goal scorer for today's match so far, and she's bringing it in. Ball knocked away, kicking it over to the far side. Foot race there, and getting there first will be Kelsey Moore for the Maroons. And now over to Calamari, booting it back over to Olivero. She's on the right side of the box. Tries to fire a shot that goes off the Hornets defender. Olivero keeps the ball in play. And that's Hannah Watkins heading over to Olivero. Olivero, right corner. That went off the back of a Hornets defender, and now the Hornets will take control. And they'll boot it up to midfield, but that's intercepted and taken away by Mackenzie Peebles. Now the Hornets knock it back inside the Maroon zone, and they'll boot it over to goalkeeper Katie Donovan, sophomore goalkeeper. And she is going to look for an outlet here. Oh, actually, we already have it in play. Maroons have it along the near side. Bringing the ball up is Charlotte Wachter. Wachter gets it over to the midfield stripe. McKinney. Trying to feed Spiker. That ball rolled away from her. Hornets pick up the loose ball, and they'll chip it along the near side. Now the ball rolls out of bounds, and that will be Should be Maroon. No, that's going to be Hornets ball here with 42-34 to play in the first half and a 1-0 lead for the Maroons.
Really great job so far. Chicago Maroons have come out. They've really been attacking. They've controlled the tempo and controlled the pace throughout most of this game, and it's no doubt why they've outscored their opponent 38-4 in goals overall.
Yeah, you're going to win with a ratio like that, and that's why they are undefeated, 10-0 on the season. So, again, a great start for the Maroons team, number one ranked. Men's team, the same.
I believe they're still both undefeated, aren't they?
I believe so. Here's McKinney. McKinney has the ball. Now she's bringing it into the Hornets zone. Dribbles around a couple defenders. Try to feed it into Spiker. Now Olivero boots it towards the side off the post. Rebound ricocheted past the Maroons. They had a rebound opportunity there, but it kicked so hard off the post. Now Olivero centering. Chip shot and score. McKinney on the feed by Olivero, and it's 2-0.
Olivero has done a fantastic job of attacking. She had another shot that just glanced off the post. Then they worked the ball back over to her on that side. They were able to get the center, and what a beautiful pass from Olivero.
They were able to maintain that pressure. Even after the shot ricocheted off the post, the rebound just eluded the Maroons. But again, the Hornets weren't able to control the ball. Maroons went right back into action. As you said, Olivero set up McKinney nicely on that play. Another goal for McKinney and a 2-0 lead for the Maroons with 41-27 to play first half. 2-0 in favor of the Maroons.
That's McKinney's eighth goal of the year, by the way. She's been so good.
Yeah, very strong there. And again, and then a goal and assist here in the early going for Olivero. So as you mentioned, she's had a very strong showing in the early going. All right, here's McKinney feeding it, trying to get it over to Spiker. That's booted up towards the center stripe by the Hornets, and tracking that ball down will be Cargyle, Whitley Cargyle. Push it ahead to the far side. It's Kelsey Moore. Kelsey Moore now dropping it over to Calamari. Calamari right at the midfield stripe, feeding it along the near side to Olivero. She keeps it in play in the near corner, chipping it towards the box, and that's deflected out of harm's way by the Hornets, but headed back in. And another shot, and this one hits the side of the net by McKinney. Boy, she's got a powerful leg on that one.
Absolutely. I really like that idea. And again, Olivero creating a great play. She was able – it's never a bad idea to get the ball right in front of the net. A lot of good things can happen when you put the ball towards the net. Really great job. And then McKinney just missed on a right curl.
All right. Ball inside at the center circle now. Maroons will look to take possession. That's Calamari spinning it over to Mathis, Sydney Mathis. Now she'll chip it up along the far side. Ball gets booted by the Hornets into the Maroon zone, but the Maroons are going to look to bring it out. Up to the center stripe, now the circle, and that's taken by the Hornets. Hornets now looking to get their first offensive attack. Bringing the ball up play is Christina Dandar. Now the ball goes out of bounds along the far side. That will be a Maroons throw in for Sydney Mathis. And Mathis gets it. Ball returned back to her. Tried to kick it up the side, deflected off a Hornets player. And she'll do it again. Throw in by Mathis. Gets it upfield. Hornets are battling along the far side. And another throw in for Mathis. She's going to keep having throw ins until she's eventually up towards the Hornets zone.
Slowly but surely working your way up.
Yeah. Oh, nice foot move there. Kelsey Moore to get over the midfield stripe. And now dropping it down to Olivero into the box, getting it to McKinney, passing it. Trying to get it in. Oh, and the goalkeeper rolls, and the ball's loose. Oh, there was a close play there as goalkeeper Hannah Wolf was trying to roll over that ball. And we had a streaking Kelsey Moore trying to get in there on the pass from McKinney. So there's a couple nice passes. McKinney didn't have the shot, but she kind of booted it off to the side for a play there. And Moore dove out to prevent that connection to Kelsey Moore, or I should say Wolf dove out to prevent that connection to Kelsey Moore. And now we're going to have a corner kick for the Maroons at the far corner. That's Calamari with the boot towards the box. Gets punched out of there by goalkeeper Hannah Wolf. Nice job getting in between a couple players. And then a shot from the side, and she grabs that, makes the save. Trying to relax her team and set things up for the Hornets there. So she needs to show strong here in net so her team can battle back. And a good sequence there for Hannah Wolf. Maroons have it. And now taken away by the Hornets right at the midfield stripe. Bringing it into the zone. Good footwork there by Rachel Schmidt. Schmidt bringing it in. Ball stolen away. Olivero headed over to the center stripe. Knocked down by the Hornets. Olivero gets it back. And it's immediately taken away from her. And now booted deeper into the Maroon zone. And tracking that ball down was Charlotte Wachter. Gets it over to her goalkeeper. Now back up to the center field stripe, McKinney. Battling along with Spiker. Now Olivero feeding it across. Here's Spiker. It's actually Calamari squeezing in there.
That was such a fantastic play. But again, every time it touches Olivero's feet, it's just such, it's so precise. Every single pass, she threaded the needle on that, and that was such a beautiful play. Again, she is so good at delivering balls into the center of the field.
And coming into the game, only two assists, but man, you wouldn't know it by the performance that she's had here so far. Again, a nice assist on the goal by McKinney, the goal herself on that turnover by the Hornets and gathering that ball back. And then, as you said, a couple other nice feeds as well. This definitely could be a bigger lead than 2-0 at this point, but that's where we stand with 36-41 to play here in the first half as the Hornets now look to get some offensive momentum. They haven't really had anything to speak of. There hasn't been any shots on net for goalkeeper Katie Donovan to worry about, the sophomore goalkeeper.
They do have a great striker, though. Libby Munoz is such a good striker. She had a hat trick in her last match. Really, really dominant score. Can really put it up. 11 goals in 12 games so far. Very impressive.
Yeah, anytime you get a hat trick in soccer, that's saying something. And so 11 goals, very strong effort there from Munoz. All right, Hornets with the ball, trying to get it over the midfield stripe. A battle there with Calamari. Now Kelsey Moore will boot it down the far sideline. Looks like the Hornets will get there first as the ball rolls out of bounds at the far corner. You are watching University of Chicago Maroon Soccer on the Maroon Sports Network. Maroons up 2-0. McKinney looking to go into the box. Nice defensive play there to break it up by the Hornets. The Maroons get the ball back. Kelsey Moore kicking it over to the near side, Olivero. Now coming up the play is Wachter. Wachter going into the near corner along the goal line. Spins. Tried to drop it back to Olivero, and that ball was deflected out of bounds by Sarah George, the defender for the Hornets. Throw in for the Maroons. Now the ball on the goal line, rolls over the goal line. Corner kick for the Maroons.
They've absolutely dominated the Maroons' half of getting corner kicks. 8-0 last year in their last game, corner kicks against this Kalamazoo team.
Wachter like boots it into the zone. Off the foot there. Ball is loose. Hornets get the ball out and play. Now Wachter back to Calamari. Calamari along the near side. She's chipping it towards the net that goes over the crossbar, over the goal line, and out. And that'll be goalkeeper's ball for the Hornets. So because of the rain earlier, I noticed that they did the warm-ups on the baseball field section before the game. Normally they would do the warm-ups on the field, but because of the rain earlier in the day, I think that's why they stayed off the field until game time.
Yeah, I thought that was strange. I didn't understand, you know, why they weren't warming up on the field, but yeah, you bring up a good point.
Keep the field fresh for game conditions and also lessen chance for any injuries as well. Not sure if the baseball team cares about that, but it's not baseball season.
No, no.
And a heavy boot there from the Hornets to get it up to the midfield stripe, but it's still inside the Hornets zone as McKinney comes away with the ball, but we have a foul. And turnover ball will go over to Hornets possession. 2-0 in favor of the Hornets. 33-24 to play here in the first half. Eric Willowhite along with Alex Reed on the call here. Eddie Parker on camera. Olivero battling. Nice job to steal that ball away from the Hornets. Now it's going to come up along the near side inside the Hornets zone. Dropping it back to goalkeeper Hannah Wolf. Wolf has it for the Hornets. She's going to give it a boot to get it up to the center circle. Nice header there by Kelsey Moore. The Hornets come away with it, pushing it over to the far side. Inside the Maroons' half of the field. Running for the ball towards the far corner is Allison Shaw. She's battling along the goal line. Ball taken away. Kelsey Moore gets it, and she's going to boot it up to Hannah Watkins. Watkins now over to center circle. That's headed up over the midfield stripe. Ball taken down, and Dandar has it. Christina Dandar tried to get it into the Maroon zone. That went off of Olivero, and now Wachter comes up with it. Coming up along the near side. She's got Spiker with her. Now she's near corner of the box. Tries to drop it to McKinney. Gets just past her reach. And the Hornets boot it up to midfield. Now back to midfield. Chipping it up to McKinney. McKinney, nice footwork to elude Sarah George. Gets it into the box. Spiker has it. Offsides call.
Goodness, that was close, but my goodness, she was in the catbird seat on that play.
Yeah, and another threading the needle pass. As you mentioned before, the passing today has been exceptional.
Absolutely clinical passing by the Maroons.
Hannah Wolf now will give it a kick for the Hornets. Her team trailing by two. She's going to see which way she goes with it now. She's going to go over to the center circle. That's headed back into the Hornets zone. They try and head it back out. And that'll be against the Maroons. So Hornets ball as they enter into the Maroon zone. Restart right at the midfield stripe. Sarah George for the Hornets. She'll restart play for the game. All right, her boot off to the side, rolling it over to Madison Valion, and then over to the far corner. A couple players go for the ball on the far side, then it rolls over the goal line and out, and that's going to be a Maroons ball. Katie Donovan now will take it. Looks like we have a substitution. Substitution.
Fortunately, I didn't get to see too good of a look at the players that came in.
All right. Well, I know Cargill checked out, so we'll see who came in for Cargill, though. So,
but yeah,
right.
Quite a massive substitution set there.
Ball on the near side for the Hornets as they look to keep it in and generate some offensive series here. They have nothing to speak of so far, and we are under the 30-minute mark of the first half. All right, Maroons come out with the ball. They have it. Calamari, center circle, chipping it up, getting it over to Adriana Vera.
She's one of the new players that came in as well.
Now over to Kelsey Moore. Kelsey Moore has it. Over to McKinney. Dropping it into Vera. Vera inside the box and coming out to greet her with the goalkeeper, Wolf. She can't get the ball. Now she finally does. Boy, she's had a couple chances there where the ball keeps eluding her.
Absolutely. That was a really creative and energetic play. She kind of made that happen on her own with a great pass fed up to her. Fantastic. fantastic effort there.
Another great passing plays there from the Maroon to generate another offensive opportunity, and Hannah Wolf had to scramble to prevent Vera from that scoring opportunity. And again, that ball eluded her a couple times. She was finally able to fall on it. Here's Vera now chasing the ball down inside the box. Spins around. Drops it over to Olivero. Fires a shot off the crossbar. Rebound! And a big save there by Wolf right at the goal line. Another shot off the crossbar. Holy cow.
Oh, my goodness. That was three opportunities that they had to score, and both two of the three hit off the crossbar.
In soccer fashion, normally you see flurries like that in hockey and soccer. That's pretty rare, but that was quite the flurry of activity for the Maroons. And now Wolf will take the ball for the goalkeeper's kick, and she's going to go along the far side. As that ball eludes the Hornets and rolls out of bound, I don't believe Hornet player touched it, so that'll be a throw-in for Mathis and the Maroons. Now the ball booted up along the far side. Calamari has it. She's going towards center circle, cross-field pass. And bringing the ball up now will be Claire Suter. Suter, one of the substitutions who came in as well. Good opportunity here again for the Maroons to go into the depth of their team, as they have great depth and they've used it all season long, and nothing different here today as McKinney has the ball in the box, crossing pass, trying to get it to Olivero, stolen away by the Hornets. They'll chip it up to midfield. Flagging that ball down is Casey Gervais, and now throw in for Mathis. Sydney Mathis throwing, headed back by the Hornets. And now the ball booted up along the near side. Getting it over to Olivero. Olivero being pressured. Dropping it to Vera. Vera on the near side going towards the near corner. He's going to execute a spin move here. Or not. Never anticipate what the player is going to do, because they'll usually do the opposite. All right. Taking the ball now is Suter. Suter. And Calamari in a push off there against number 18, Christina Dandar. And that foul was called against Calamari. Hornets will take the ball. Again, 2-0 lead for the Maroons. Just under 26 minutes to play in the first half. And the boot coming from Sarah George gets it over the midfield stripe. And that's going to roll towards goalkeeper Katie Donovan, and Donovan will boot it right back up to the center circle. Boy, as soon as she has the ball, she turns it around really quick to set the Maroons into transition. So there's not a lot of holding on to the ball. Now, as I say that, she's going to hold on to the ball. So whatever I'm saying today, the exact opposite will take place. Ball knocked down by the Hornets. Spinning around to take possession is Mackenzie Peebles. And now Donovan boots it over midfield into the zone. Vera in a foot race there, and the ball eventually rolls on to goalkeeper Hannah Wolf. As sort of screening Vera there was Sarah George, doing a nice job preventing Vera from getting a scoring opportunity until that ball rolled into the hands of goalkeeper Wolf.
Katie Donovan did such a good job of setting that up. That was almost no time, and she put that right on the money. I mean, you couldn't have put a better pass out there to give Vera a better chance to really make something.
Yeah, she has been pretty noticeable in terms of turning around the transition for the Maroons in this game in many of her clearing attempts from the goal. All right, now the ball rolls off of the foot of McKinney, so that's going to be Hornets ball on the far side.
The goalie's offensive presence is so underappreciated. She controls the tempo. She starts off the tempo, so she can decide how quick you want to attack. She can get, she can take more time. She can take less time as it happens. You can set up, get good passes out, and really create good outlet breaks. So the goalie is really, really pivotal in setting up the offense.
That, and then you also have to rely on the spacing of the players in the field, especially in the defensive zone. So it's one thing to know where you want to go with the ball, but your players have to be patient and also getting enough spacing so that you have an outlet.
Absolutely. And it's all about making that right read, too.
Right.
Seeing where the space is, reading the field, and seeing how momentum's going to carry it, where to put the pass so that you can put your player in a good chance to score. So much of that is based on the goalie, and it's so underappreciated.
Now, Sarah George stole that ball away from Vera. And then Vera, I believe, knocked it out last, so this will be a throw-in for the Hornets. On the far side, near the far corner. Ball taken away. Vera cutting in along the goal line. Tried a crossing pass there, and that was cut off by the Hornets and rolled out of bounds. Corner kick, Calamari. And now you're seeing Olivero taking a seat.
Well-deserved break for her. Goodness gracious, has she been good. Wow.
Definitely has. And let's see. I'm trying to catch the number checking in for her. 11. So we have Katie Jasminski checking in for Olivero. Here's Calamari's corner kick. Headed out of there by the Hornets. Nice job. And now the Maroons will have to track back as McKinney feeding it over to the near side to Suter. Suter trying to feed it back in the box. Headed out of danger by Madison Valion. And now here come the Hornets. Hornets over midfield. Ball getting tracked down by Mathis, and she'll boot it over to Katie Donovan, who feeds an outlet kick to Mackenzie Peebles. Peebles to McKinney. Ball taken away by the Hornets. Having the ball on the near side is Julie Zabick. That ball goes out of bounds. That will be throw-in for the Hornets. And throwing that ball in is Georgie Andrews. Andrews with the ball on the near side, being pressured by McKinney. McKinney steals. Chipping it ahead, Vera. Vera into the box, tried to fire a shot and getting in the way nicely. I believe that was Madison Valion. And now a shot goes wide of the net and roll over the goal line. And this will be Hannah Wolf now, who will restart play from her goal box.
Vera did such a good job of creating something, and it's too bad her other teammates couldn't get out there and help her and rally up and support and get another chance out there. But fantastic job by Vera to really get on the counterattack and take, you know, continue to help control the tempo.
And all coming from that steal from McKinney, and then again how quickly they were able to transition. That's been the hallmark of this team here in the early going, both in today's game as well as for the season. I guess when you're 10 games into the season, it's not necessarily early going. It's good output and momentum here for the Maroons. Wolf now with the kick. Drop kick gets it up to center circle, headed into the Maroon zone by the Hornets, and they'll play it at the midfield stripe. Now ball booted down towards the far side, and Katie Donovan will intercept that from the attack zone. And now she's going to look for an outlet. She'll drop kick up to the center circle. Taken away by the Hornets. Chipped along the far side there. Joy Hunziker. And now Calamari takes it for the Maroons. Chipping it ahead to McKinney. McKinney feeding it to Calamari. Calamari boots it ahead to McKinney. Now McKinney has the ball stolen away by Madison Valion, and she'll boot it up the field over the reach of the Hornets players. So that will go to Gervais for the Maroons. Now to Peebles. Peebles booting it in. Oh, good header there to knock the ball. That's Valion again. She's been noticeable here in these last couple sequences, preventing some opportunities for the Maroons. Now she'll head it back, but Vera will take it, chipping it ahead. That rolls onto the hands of Hannah Wolf.
McKinney's a lot of fun to watch. She's so crafty with the ball, and she great defensive player as well. So she's a really great two-way player rather than just a conventional striker.
Good defense turns into good offense, and again, we saw that early on with that steal feeding Vera. Now the ball comes along the near side.
You've been reading my coaching philosophy book, haven't you?
Yes, I know you invented that one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
It hadn't been done before until you said it.
No, that guy Greg Popovich, he doesn't exist. That was me.
All right, Calamari has it. Chipping it into the box. Oh! And a goal!
Goodness. Wow.
It was a brain cramp there on the part of the defenders for the Hornets there. She had an opportunity to clear that ball, and she assumed there was protection behind her, either her goalkeeper or another Hornets player, but there was no one there but the Maroons, and now we have a 3-0 lead.
That was kind of funny. It didn't seem like a goal at the original output because you didn't really hear the players cheering. They didn't even really acknowledge that it was a goal. So that was kind of an odd play. It kind of felt like a flat goal. So it very strange. Very strange play indeed.
Yeah, it was a gift. And the last thing you need to do is give this 10-0 number one ranked Maroons team a gift. But they'll capitalize on it if you want to give it to them. And that's exactly what happened. So that you're right. That might have led to the. I think it was probably more stunned than anything, though, is that the ball wound up on your feet when, again, the Hornets had an opportunity to clear that ball and a decision was made to think someone else was there to get it. And the only one there to get it were the Maroons, and 3-0 is your score now.
41-4 now, the goal differential. Fantastic. Almost 10-1. Or 4-1.
Yeah, it's
carry the one. Yeah,
yes.
Sorry. Yes. Sorry. I didn't do well in high school math.
We have some pretty smart students out on this field.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
They could probably help us out with some of the equations if we need
or politics and stuff like that. This is a very, very dedicated college. So.
All right. Ball on the near side. Bringing it up is Suter. Claire Suter will boot it ahead. Calling for the ball, I believe, was Jasminski. And that ball gets chipped ahead. Hannah Wolf takes it. That goal you cannot put on the hands of Wolf, as again, she was sort of left defenseless there.
Well, honestly, I don't think you can put it on any. I mean, the one was a bender that just went crazy and was able to get in there. All of these chances have come from odd breaks where the defense hasn't been able to stop the ball from crossing into the middle of the field. And really, the goalies, there's not much they can do once you get the ball to the middle of the field.
No,
it makes
true.
It so hard. Your chances of saving the ball and having a good save percentage once the ball's in the middle of the field is much, much lower.
Yeah,
so,
the goal by Oliveira was just perfectly placed. So that's
beautiful.
That's true. All right, Hornets now have the ball. They boot it up to center stripe, and it's taken by the Maroons. Bring the ball around is Claudia Hodgetts. Trying to feed Vera, intercepted by the Hornets. And that's headed back by Rachel Schmidt. Now the ball goes up to field. Gervais has it for the Maroons, and she'll kick it over to Donovan, the goalkeeper, who will cross it over to Suter. Claire Suter now with the ball. To Katie Jasminski. Gets around a couple Hornets players, and now she'll take possession, feed it over to Suter right at the center stripe. Along to Vera along the near side, heading towards the corner. She's going to stop, spin, little push off there, then get it over to Suter. Suter will boot it towards the box. Kick attempt there was Hodgetts, unable to get a good foot on it, however, and the Hornets clear it out to the far near side. And good ball battle there as leaning in was Mackenzie Peebles, and she got whistled for that. And she was in a battle there with Libby Munoz.
What a fantastic cross on that last play. Beautifully placed, was able to get some touch on it and just missed another another fantastic chance.
Now George's restart goes into Gervais, who kicks it out to the midfield stripe. And now coming away with it is Rachel Schmidt. Schmidt has the ball knocked down by Peebles. And now Suter will take it up along the near side. Crosses midfield. Gets it to Vera. Vera stops, spins. Now crossing it over. Oh, stopping the ball temporarily. That was Georgie Andrews. And now Suter has it, crossing.
Oh.
And the shot will go well over the goal line, wide right. And now Hannah Wolf will restart for the Hornets as they trail 3-0 with 14:11 to play in the first half. University of Chicago women's soccer on the Maroon Sports Network. As Hannah Wolf is looking for an outlet, and she's going to boot it straight away to the center circle. That's knocked down. Gervais will kick it over to the midfield stripe. Stolen away by the Hornets. Hornets kicking it over to the far side. That's Hunziker. Hunziker's pass attempt stolen away by Gervais along the far side. And now the Maroons marching up with the ball. Vera. Vera had the ball taken away. Midfield now. Number 5, Sarah George, has it. She loses the ball. And it's pushed ahead. Here comes Vera and the Maroons. Check that. That was Maddie DeVoe, number 9 for the Maroons. And now Hunziker along the far side for the Hornets. Trying to chip it towards the box. Unable to make a connection there. And DeVoe kicks it out of harm's way for the Maroons. Now Hodgetts over to the far side. Drop back. That pass eludes Hunziker for the Hornets. Now a couple of nines battle at the midfield stripe. Coming out with it is the Hornets' number 9, Julie Zabek. But she has the ball taken away now. Over to Vera, center circle. Hodgetts chipping it ahead to Vera. Vera, collision there, sort of knocked down from behind. They're going to give it to the Maroons as Vera was in a collision with Madison Valion. Now Valion back on her feet.
And that's the first foul committed by the Hornets today. Believe it or not, that's crazy. Only 3 fouls called in this game so far in this first half.
All right, a little coaching going on there from Brian Goyings, the head coach for Kalamazoo. As we have a free kick taking place now. And it's chipped in towards the box, taken away by the Hornets. However, the Maroons try and keep it inside the zone. Hornets chip it up into the Maroon zone. And Suter will flag it down along the near side. Suter gets the ball back. Chips it ahead, trying to reach Vera, who's in a foot race with Sarah George. And she's called for the foul there. Now Sarah George will take the kick for the Hornets. Taken back by the Maroons. Feeding it into Vera. Oh, they was trying to get a give and go, but the Hornets were able to intercept that before they were able to complete the go part of the give and go. Hornets have the ball. Hunziker into the zone. This is the deepest that the Hornets have been able to get inside the Maroon zone, but that time Gervais kicked it out to the far side, and this will be a throw-in for the Hornets as a couple more substitutions taking place now. So 14:25 checking in for the Maroons, Bree Fadden and Andrea Omehe. Hornets with the shot, and that's going to go on top of the net. And now Katie Donovan will take it for the Maroons with the goalkeeper's kick. She's going far side towards the midfield stripe, and it gets headed out of bounds. I believe this will be Maroons' ball, and it is. On the inbounds. Battle on the far side. Hodgetts has it, drops it back. Trying to get that ball over to Julia Lodewin. And it gets knocked out of bounds. Another throw in for the Maroons. Hodgetts has the ball intercepted by the Hornets, chipping it up to midfield. Getting the loose ball is Chloe Masiolik. And now Andrea Omehe has it. Omehe trying to chip it ahead and make that pass connection to Maddie DeVoe. But the Hornets booted that ball out of bounds. Throw in. Taken by Bree Fadden. And it's going to cross over to 32. That's Katie Sandera. Sedera. Katie Sedera is 32. Ball with the play, Maddie DeVoe. Back over to Sedera. Now to Hodgetts. Firing a shot. That's going to go wide. Wide to the right of goalkeeper Hannah Wolf on the shot attempt by Maddie DeVoe. So good idea there, Alex. And again, you're up 3-0. Trying to catch the goalkeeper napping there as most of the play was outside the box.
The one adjustment that the Hornets have made against the Maroons is they're really crowding that box. So you have to find creative ways to get plays into the middle. So it's really, really challenging to get that done. But when you can get a creative shot, get a crafty shot, use passing and some fundamentals to get the ball to the middle of the pitch, that's such a great way to get your offense going, especially when the middle of the pitch is so clumped. It's so together. They're really, really boxing up. I think they've only got really their one player forward, and the rest, I believe that's Munoz, is forward. But the rest of the players are on the Hornets' third of the field.
All right, now the Maroons with the ball. To that point, though, Alex, eventually, if the Hornets are to get back into this game, they're going to have to open it up, though. So it's good that they're clamping down in the defensive zone, but if they're not able to get any action on the other side of the field, the Maroons would be content with a 3-0 win.
Really, with very few of their starters in, the Maroons took just about all of their starters out, and having that bench and being able to platoon gives the Maroons that capability. But I don't know if in the long term this really helps the Hornets sitting back now. I'd want to get out and try to attack, get as many people forward as I could now, because I know that I don't have as long of a bench.
Yep, good point, as the shot goes wide to the left of Hannah Wolf, and now she'll restart it for the Hornets as they trail 3-0. 6:35 to play in the first half. Wolf will restart. And let's see where she wants to place the goal kick. And looking to angle it towards center. Short of center, however, it had to be headed up, and that's going to be a foul. I believe that was Hodgetts on the foul. Now here's Sarah George. She'll restart for the Hornets. They look to get something going. If they can get something positive here, positive by meaning a goal, going into halftime, at least that's something to build on. It's tough being down 3-0 against a team this tough, so you're looking to get something generated, but in order to get a goal, you have to have at least some offensive sequence push here, and they haven't been able to do that at all.
Yeah, and really, it's more about, if you're the coach, Brian Goings, you really want to focus on the little things. Just try to dictate more of the possession. You're getting dominated in the possession game. You're not going to win a lot of matches when you're getting dominated almost 80-20 here. You're really getting dominated in time of possession and possession percentage. You just have to focus on the little things. Just get some balls on the net. You've really, really got to create some shots, some opportunities, and keep some offensive pressure on this team. They haven't been tested today yet.
No, they have not. And as that ball rifles over the scorer's table there, the tent where they're set up along the far sideline. So this will be a throw-in for the Hornets. Get it over the midfield stripe. Gervais is going to track that down for the Maroons. Get it over to Hodgetts along the far side. Now the ball booted up to midfield. Stolen away by the Hornets' Rachel Schmidt. She'll drop it down low. Gervais will get there first. Kick it up along the far side. Knocked down by the Hornets. So here's a little zone time now for the Hornets. as that's Amy Hutton, who had the ball, and Gervais was able to push her off the ball. Hornets, however, still inside the zone. Gervais kicks it to the far side. And the ball is going to be booted up to the midfield stripe, and now we got a foot race. Coming into the zone, we got three Maroons players crossing into the box. Wolf comes out and forcing the angle there as that shot attempt goes wide. That was Katie Jasminski with the shot attempt for the Maroons.
Yeah. Jasminski was not able to get that ball settled down and be able to get her other teammates involved. She had two going with her, one to her right and one to her center. They had a really great attack on that play. They got a great run out, and it was honestly 3-on-2 there.
And the corner kick coming in now, punching it out of the way was Hannah Wolf. Kicking it back in were the Maroons, but now the Hornets kick it over to the far side where Gervais will look to keep it inside the zone. And she does. Now Sarah George will boot it to the far side. And that rolls out of bounds. Out of the reach of the Hornets. And now the ball rolls on the goal line. And let's see here. This will be goal kick for the Hornets. 2:51 to play in the first half, and the Maroons with a comfortable 3-0 lead. With the Hornets looking to restart, Hannah Wolf. She's going to kick it towards the far side, kept in by the Maroons. Oh, and getting tripped up over there was number 8, Rachel Diaz. And that'll be a throw-in for the Maroons. Going over for the throw-in will be Julia Lodewin. Gets it back in, chipping it towards the box, and on to goalkeeper Hannah Wolf. That was an easy save for her. Sure, she'd prefer more of that variety.
Well, I mean, I don't think a goalie will tell you that there is such a thing as an easy save.
True.
I think they tell you that each one, hopefully, challenges you not too much. But, there's never an easy save, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen sometimes balls like that even being misplayed. So you're right, although having your druthers, that's one you'd much prefer. A little more higher percentage save opportunity. All right, this will be a corner kick now for the Maroons. In the far corner, Rachel Diaz will serve it up. And you're right, the Maroons have gone deep into the bench. Almost all of the starters, I believe, have been replaced except for Donovan Hedder. Hodges gets it over to the far side. And Andrews will push it out for the Hornets. And O'Mahey throws it back in. And now Sarah George heads it out of harm's way, goes out of bounds. O'Mahey will throw it in again. Trying to feed it inside to Bree Fadden. Ooh, big collision there along the near side. Hunziker for the Hornets and Masiolek. And both players back up on their feet, but that looked worse than their response to it. I was more hurt, I think, by it than they were.
I think so.
Yeah. Maroons have the ball, 30 seconds remaining in the half, and Andrews heads it up. O'Mahey, and now Masiolek. O'Mahey keeping it along the side. Good job. No, they are calling it out this time. This will be a throw-in for Andrews and the Hornets. As time will tick down here in the first half, Gervais will boot it up the field, goes to the center circle, chipping it towards on net, and time will run out in the first half. And the Maroons leading the Hornets 3-0 on the strength of an early goal there by Olivero, and then Olivero to McKinney. And unfortunately, I didn't catch who got the goal on the third goal for the Maroons. That happened so fast. Again, I was as shocked as the Hornets were on the third goal. But either way, based on that giveaway, a couple costly giveaways for the Hornets, led to two of those three goals, and that's where we stand now, 3-0.
Absolutely. And Chicago has done such a good job. The Maroons have done such a fantastic job of controlling the pace, controlling the tempo, and controlling the ball. They've done such a good job of dictating where they want the ball to go, getting the ball into the middle, and making for incredibly tough saves for Hannah Wolf. And Hannah Wolf, she's not been bad. She's definitely been tested by this fantastic offense. So
that
great all-around
has.
Effort from the Maroons.
All right, so we're going to take a break here on the Maroon Sports Network. Halftime score, the University of Chicago Maroons women's soccer team 3, Kalamazoo College Hornets 0, and we'll be back for second half action in a moment.